With the COVID-19 crisis, many medical facilities are critically low on supplies, including protective surgical masks. But as FM89's Alice Daniel reports, one answer to finding masks for Fresno hospitals lies in a Chicago company that makes puppy pee pads.
Even before the coronavirus, Tiffany Quinto had some experience with pandemics.
You know, I lived through H1N1. I was a buyer at the time at Valley Children's, and it's similar to that.
Now she's the contract coordinator for community medical centers. She says medical supply distributors operate on an allocation system based on a hospital's previous purchase history.
So let's say community medical center would order 500,000 masks a month, and that was our steady amount. That's what we would be allotted now.
The benefit of the system is that everyone at least gets something.
Like what we saw with H1N1, where a lot of facilities bulk buying as many masks as they possibly could. So then that left a lot of healthcare systems without anything.
But it also means in a pandemic, she has to figure out ways to get more masks.
And that's where these third-party suppliers like Alan Cook come in.
Alan Cook lives in Chicago.
Hi, is this Alan?
This is. Are you this
He didn't
Alan?
Know a thing about medical masks before COVID-19.
So we make pet products.
And not just any pet product. Cook made a deal on the TV show Shark Tank for his electronic self-cleaning indoor dog potty called Brilliant Pad. It uses puppy pads that small dogs can pee or poop on when their owners are away, and it automatically rolls up the used one and rolls out a fresh one. Those rolls of puppy pads, they're made at a factory in China that also makes diapers and hygiene products. And Cook has a good relationship with his supplier.
So they called us a week or two ago saying there was a knock at their door.
The knock at the door? The Chinese government, telling the factory to repurpose some of its equipment to make medical masks. So all of a sudden, Cook had this pipeline to masks. He reached out to friends who work in healthcare just to see if they needed any. The response was huge. So he put his day job on hold, created a new company called Chicago PPE.
Hello, Chicago PPE.
That stands for Personal Protective Equipment.
And instead of monitoring production of our stuff, we've temporarily paused it, and we're contributing our resources to making these masks.
The first day he put up his website, he processed orders for 170,000 masks. That was 2 weeks ago. Now the orders have long passed 2 million.
It's just chaos. You can probably hear the phone in the background. The phone is like ringing literally nonstop.
And there've been plenty of complications, from banking challenges to Cook's greatest source of stress, transportation. There's no cargo availability on passenger planes, so few are flying. UPS is backed up.
We were told that UPS is not taking new orders.
And now Cook has shifted to shipping the mask out of Hong Kong using DHL. Well, at least for now.
I won't be surprised if we're talking a few days from now and saying, and there's another method.
Cook says he's never worked so hard in his life. He's enlisted family and friends to volunteer. Sometimes emotions run high. But he says everyone's kind of taking a deep breath, knowing
whatever stress we're experiencing is nothing compared to what the people in the hospitals in front of patients are dealing with.
Including doctors and nurses back at community medical centers, where Tiffany Quinto works. When Cook reached out to his friends in healthcare, well, one of them was in Fresno. That's how Quinto even found out about him. So she started the vetting process. The first requirement, FDA certification.
Then I send it over to our COVID-19 command center.
Doctors reviewed the samples last week, and it turns out the mask that came from a factory in China via a Shark Tank entrepreneur who makes a puppy pad product, well, an order was just placed for 250,000. The first shipment should arrive in about a week. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Alice Daniel.